Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm excited to see what Austin's going to look like with our fans. That atmosphere, I think we all saw how special those moments can be last season as some of those opportunities played out. So we're really excited about the chance to pack Austin and go play some games.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brendan Sprague.
Caleb Williams with an empty backfield. Check that. He's got Swift behind him. Motion to the near side is Loveland. He'll fake it to Swift. He'll roll left. He'll throw toward the end zone. It's intercepted in the end zone by Keyshawn Nixon.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy December the 8th.
What is happening?
How was the weekend?
It was a delightful little weekend. I don't know if you could get better news on a Saturday than your wife telling you that she's going to spend most of the day Sunday Christmas shopping with her family and she wants to take the kid with her.
Oh, that's so adorable.
I just was so bummed. I was like, no, no, don't go. No, not on an NFL Sunday. No.
Don't leave.
I'm going to be, now I got to grill a steak all by myself and watch the Packers and Bears game.
You were going to teach Teddy about.
I mean, we were going to do so many fun things, exactly. And I just had to sit there and grill a steak and watch football. And I got to tell you,
that thriller between Shadur and Tua.
It was a rough weekend. But we survived. Everybody came back. They got their shopping done. T's and P's. Thank you. I appreciate your T's and P's.
Yeah.
And we will rebuild. We will recover.
Okay.
As a family unit.
It's tough for you. I'm feeling for you. If I knew you were dealing with such circumstance,
yes,
I would have reached out a little more this weekend.
Offered to come over and, you know, be with me. I'm all by myself.
Yeah.
Got nobody to hang out with.
That's tough. You know,
it's brutal. It's brutal. Brutal.
Well, I was worried about you because you weren't texting much.
No, I was, you know, we were having
you
a good time.
You were devastated.
Were we texting a lot?
No, you had basketball games going on
yesterday.
You had basketball
in the afternoon. I was.
Swag was texting. Swag was firing them off yesterday, left and right. Blazer text.
Yeah, I finally had a Sunday.
Getting all your texts?
You're down by 20 at halftime. Hey, you know, I had a little bit of a fight there in the second half. That happened at least.
Was there?
A little fight. They cut it down to a two-possession game at one point. I know that.
Grizz.
Yeah, Chris Jones text in there. He did get backdoored. Your backdoor was brutal yesterday, Swag.
Dude, I'm still.
That needs to be investigated by the FBI. I will maintain my Rams and Eagles blocked field goal return for a touchdown.
Ease the pain of a triple backdoor.
Still probably the worst backdoor, but it's a 1A, 1B.
But that game was still, like, that decided the game.
No, sure. That's the worst one. that Ram block.
Because if you just miss the field goal, they cover the spread. If they make the field goal, I cover this. Like, the only thing that couldn't happen there.
If they fall on it, yeah.
But that, I mean, there are people who gambled on the Broncos who are, like, legitimately calling for an FBI investigation.
Over.
Because to throw a flag in that moment when the game is over.
Smelled weird.
It's.
Something was,
and then
off
Pete Carroll to kick a field goal.
You damn right he did.
Why are we kicking a field goal?
You got to build your confidence.
You're down by 10. You've lost 10 games in a row. The game is over.
There wasn't
it in
enough
the end zone.
Time to perform an onside kick, get it back, and throw it?
No, it's literally the last play of the game.
What the hell are we doing?
The game is over. There is no time left on the clock.
I thought that was the funniest result of the weekend, actually, and I forgot you had it at 7.5. I thought you had it at 7 at least.
No push there. No, I got a field goal. Time expired.
No push. Still sore.
That was brutal, man.
You know what? You've convinced me. I think that is somehow worse than that Eagle-blocked kick.
Because the game was still, I mean, was in the balance. So everybody was playing on that.
I know. Yeah. It was more just like...
How often do you see a flag thrown for that, too, of a guy like slightly laying on top of another player?
Usually
when the
just...
time's going to run out. There's no mathematical way that they can get up and
now,
hike the ball again.
Usually they will stop the clock momentarily to let everybody get up.
Sure.
And then they wind it again once everything's ready to go.
Mm.
But, you know...
Tough season for you, buddy.
That was tough.
You had a tough one.
That's, you know, hey, when you do big spreads,
I should have had a 2-1 week.
When you're laying big wood, the back door is open.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. I mean,
I'd like to thank Caleb Williams for throwing a pick in the end zone of that game. Thank you. Thank you for that. I was a little nervous there for a moment. First half, Dirt was like, oh my God, Monday's going to be so fun. I'm pretty sure he had 2 passing yards at halftime.
It was pretty bad.
Like, this is going to be glorious. And then the second half happened. I'm like, oh my God, are they going to do this again?
He got it going a little bit.
Oh my God, they're going to win a game. And then he threw a pick. Thank you.
Miss DJ Moore streaking. Just if you would have just waited one more second, I think he sees DJ Moore just get
right there
open.
Right there.
Moore probably scores a touchdown if he hits him in stride.
Certainly has a first down.
Oh, I mean, easily. Yeah, dude. I'm rewatching it. If they hit DJ, DJ Moore scoring a touchdown.
No!
And that's the young quarterback's got to learn situation. But so you had a tough weekend.
Tough weekend.
Emotionally vulnerable.
Very vulnerable.
On your own. Abandoned, some would say.
I can't fend for myself like that.
It's tough.
Do it. I can't survive.
I don't know if we're giving your wife a gift this year.
In the wilderness. I don't know if we should anymore for leaving me alone to go Christmas shopping. How dare she?
I know.
How dare she?
Do you think she... Did she get all the shopping done for your
household? I don't know. It's a good question. I'm kind of unplugged with the Christmas shopping. I just kind of let her do her thing.
You don't get gifts?
No, I mean, I get gifts for the people that I need to get gifts for.
You guys don't communicate?
She's kind of in... She runs the show. She's in charge.
Hold on. Do you communicate what she's gotten and what you need to get, or you just go get things and not talk to her?
We just go get things. We'll just figure it out.
Wow.
The chances of us overlapping...
But what if you both buy it? Yeah.
The chances of us overlapping a gift for the kid is very, very minimal. Like, I know what she's bought for Teddy, because that's the only person...
not your kid. You got to worry about your nieces and nephews.
Oh, yeah. We'll figure it out. She got it. Don't worry about it. We're good. She'll pick them up. We're fine.
You don't get your...
You don't
shop for your niece and nephew?
I was vulnerable. I usually shop for my nephew, and she buys gifts for the nieces. That's how it works for the most part.
This is the 1950s.
1943.
She's in touch. She knows what they want, what the little girls want for Christmas. I'm out of touch with that, dude. I don't have any little girls in my life.
Is she allowed to vote? I mean, I got a lot of questions to follow up on that comment.
She takes the reins for Christmas
shopping. You can't be creative. Your nieces, like, play sports.
Nah, they're out of that. They just want... Every time I get them something sports-related, it's kind of like a, man.
But what are you getting them?
A couple of years ago, I bought her...
Are you doing a skip it?
No, 2 years ago, I bought my niece a Blazer jersey. I thought that was a good gift. Like, an authentic, real Blazer jersey.
That's not an exciting thing to open.
No. How am I supposed to know this? When I was a kid, all I wanted was jerseys. That's the only point of reference that I got.
Well, you're not a kid anymore.
She's into basketball. I'm like, this is a perfect gift. So now it's like, you do it.
Do you know anything about her?
Yeah, she likes sports. I know that. Evidently not enough for jerseys, though. Nope.
I think we're finding that we have surface-level uncle over here where he's like, hey, how's the team doing?
Hey, how we doing?
How's school?
All right,
I'll see you later. Okay.
Check it in. See you later. Have a good day. All right. Adios, muchachos.
Swag, you don't know what a skip-it is?
No idea.
Do you remember skip-its?
I don't remember skip-its, no.
Oh, you don't remember that stupid, it was like a swing toy that you would put on your ankle, and it was like a jump rope. But it would count.
Oh, I didn't know that that's what it was called.
Yeah, now I know what you're talking about, but I didn't know that it had a name.
It had even a catchy commercial. Skip it.
Now I remember.
And it would just, you basically jump and try to swing it around and jump over, and it had a counter on it. I would see how many times in a row you could do it.
It's not a bad gift, actually. Thanks for the idea.
It's a good exercise.
Jump around in the living room.
Dude, you should find a skip it for him. I think that would be hilarious.
This is straight from 1996, kids. Your dad used to play with one of these.
You need to go find all of the mid to late 90s toys that we played with.
Get a Chia pad or something.
Something. Yeah, dude, see, now you're thinking. You need to be a little outside of the box with kids nowadays.
Yeah, somebody said the wife was big mad at me for not knowing who we still needed to buy for yesterday. Like, yeah, you know, hey, take the reins, all right? Wife wants to take the reins on the gifts. It's all good. You let me know what we got. I'll give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down. You know, everybody's got to carry different responsibilities in the household. That's not a responsibility of mine.
Do you buy your mom a gift or does she buy your mom a gift?
I buy my parents gifts. My brother and sister-in-law don't do gifts anymore, which is delightful.
It's the best
thing possible because they text every December and they're like, hey, no gifts for the adults. And I say, thank you, Jesus. You don't get me anything. I don't get you anything. I'll see you at Christmas. We don't need to get each other anything. It's one less thing that I got to worry about.
Mm.
And then I buy for the wife, the nephew, and the kid. So that's my gift list. I have not bought any gifts yet, though.
How do you do in the mom gift department?
Terrible.
Oh, really?
Terrible. Parents' gifts are really hard because my parents are retired and there's not a lot that they need.
Right.
Yeah. So, where do you begin? And every year you ask them, what do you want for Christmas? It's like a book, you know.
Well, yeah, that's they're never going to give you a good answer.
A gift card.
Oh, man.
I got nothing.
We've grown apart in this department. I used to be you, and now I'm like, I'm trying to note in moments during the calendar year, like, you just observe something they say, and you jot down a little note in your phone, and you're like, something related to this.
Mm.
And I did that all throughout the year. And now I'm taking a lot of pride in, like, stupid but useful but not wasteful little gifts for people.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
So, like, kids, for example, I'm not kidding. I legitimately think it would be a great gift. It'd bring a lot of laughter if you got your niece a chia pet.
Yeah. You show up at Christmas. Here you go. Water this thing.
You'd blow her mind. She'd be like, what is this? And you'd be like, water it and get back to me. And she'd be like, hey, Uncle Andy. I did it. It grew. It was crazy. That pig had an afro.
What are the chances you think a modern kid actually falls through with the chia pet?
I think you'd be surprised, man.
Somebody would have gotten me a chia pet when I was a kid, that thing would have lasted 2 days and it wouldn't have got water again.
Let me give you one example.
There's no chance I would have followed through on that.
Last year, you know what I got my nephew? My nephew is a junior in high school, okay? So last year, he's a sophomore. He's going to be a junior in high school.
Sure.
He's kind of spoiled. He's got almost anything he needs. So what do you get a kid like that? He likes sports. He doesn't watch sports. He doesn't care about sports gear.
Is he into video games?
Not really. Nah. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of the... He has all the things in these departments that you're going to ask me about already. So what did I do? Well, I thought, you know what? He likes me a lot. He'll talk to me. What if I made Uncle Beanut's coupons? And I gave him homemade coupons... that he had to return and use by 12/3/2025.
Okay, he's got a year.
And they're basically free meal hangout. So you hit me up and you say, hey, I want to go get dinner with you.
Here's a dinner.
You validate your coupon and I take it from you.
You punch a ticket.
And you know what's funny? You laugh about that idea. He thought that was awesome. And my niece got mad that I didn't make her hangout coupons.
That's a good idea. That's a solid gift right there.
I think if you do a chia pet, I challenge you to do a chia pet.
That's not going to happen. I appreciate the effort, though. It was a great motivational speech. You're onto something here. You're getting good at this, dude. I'm proud of you.
I don't know if it's good if it doesn't work.
I mean,
work.
It's a good idea. If they're punching the ticket, you know, it's a gift works. That's what matters.
I guess.
You know. Just
buy your niece a dress.
I'm not buying her anything. My wife is.
That's right.
It's not my responsibility. Open it up at Christmas. What did we get? Hey, look at that. We got it together.
Baseball stuff.
I'll be a Hideo Nomo. It sounds great, dude.
Or a Jeff Kent jersey in the offing.
Hey, how about that?
Him making the
steroid user going to the Hall of Fame before his teammate user could go to the Hall of Fame.
That was the most ridiculous random story I read yesterday. Jeff Kent elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds fading out of it. What?
Nothing has become more irrelevant than the Baseball Hall of Fame. Well done, Jeff Kent. All right, got choked out in the dugout by his teammate while also on steroids. But, you know, let's let him into the Hall of Fame.
One of the few times where I think we probably knew Bonds was a D-bag. But we were like, yeah, Jeff Kent looks like he deserves it sometimes.
He absolutely did.
You know what I mean?
You know, I was watching my truck.
Jeff Kent had a racist cop mustache.
Absolutely he did. He got a motorcycle accident. Jeff Kent was a great Giant. Don't get me wrong.
He was a good player.
He was a good player. But the reason he was a good player was because he was happened to be next in the batting order to the greatest hitter of all time.
And I want to ask you this, and I didn't expect to ask you this at 6:12 a.m.
Yeah, where are we going now?
I'm going to blindly ask this question. I could have looked this up. I don't know what his numbers are. Jeff Kent Hall of Fame to you guys when you watched him? Because I felt Hall of very good, not Hall of Fame.
I mean...
Because Barry Bonds
when you look at the numbers...
The numbers are Hall of Fame
numbers. And the position he played, yeah.
All right.
But I also, again...
How many gloves does he have?
We'll maintain. That's a good question. I don't know off the top
of my head. He was an MVP. He's got the most home runs for a primary second baseman in Major League history.
Okay. MVPs don't matter. Dale Murphy, line two. He's got two of those.
That's true.
That's the one that boggles the mind.
Reason he won the MVP, too, was because Barry Bonds got walked 8,642 yeah. times.
And all he saw was straight fastballs.
Just, we got to pitch to this guy.
Yep.
Or how about the time they walked Bonds with the bases loaded to bring, like,
they took a run. They'd rather take one run than let Bonds hit multiple in.
You know, great player. Then he ended up being a Dodger, and you're like, all right, you know, you're kind of out. You're
Hall of Fame or Hall very good for you?
I'll give him a Hall of Fame, but I also am a little bit looser with my Hall of Fame requirements. And so Jeff Kent, that's fine in my book, but the fact that he's in and his teammate isn't in, it's just you lose all credibility, not that they had any left.
I'm going to say this as we get going. It's going to be a busy show today. We got Josh Pate at 8 a.m.
We do.
So we need to be on time. On the heels of like five fan bases being pissed, outraged, and confused.
I can't wait to yell about this today.
The college football playoff?
Yeah, I can't wait, dude.
Really?
It's my favorite time of year. I love how riled up we get.
Yeah, Swag got really hot and bothered.
Of course he did. It's natural to do.
Let
the hate flow through you.
I forgot what I was going to say. Of all those fan bases to be upset, I don't know if any could be as upset as Barry Bonds.
Yeah. He's got to be pretty ticked.
When you see that guy go in.
Well, when you have other known steroid users in the Hall of Fame, and then you also add to the fact that steroids weren't illegal in Major League Baseball until 2005. So it wasn't against the rules to take them when he took them.
They also put him on TV every chance they could.
He also made them millions of dollars. Like, the writers wrote about Bud Selig turned a blind eye to all of this and didn't care that any of them were, but he can go to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Well, there's a little baseball stuff and Christmas shopping antics. Have you guys gotten your Christmas shopping done? 503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. It's good to be in on a Monday. We got a lot to get to. We'll start in the National Football League, and then we'll work our way and again, hot and bothered in college football. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I was going to ask you, what do the Ravens, Chiefs, and Dolphins have in common? And then you become addicted to it there, Swag. Man. No, I think it's... Hey, you ready?
You going to do it? Do it. Do it. Say it. Go ahead. Say it. Say it with your chest.
No, I can't.
What do you got?
I don't want to. I can't. I can't do
We've just moved on to another nail. We're just going slowly around the casket.
You're setting them. You're setting them.
Just, they're all ready.
Just a little bit.
They're all ready. I'm not hammering all. You don't never hammer them all the way in. You got to make sure they're all. They're just set. They're set right there. 14 of 33, three picks. Woohoo, buddy. Funny what happens when you don't have two starting tackles. Any other quarterbacks dealing with that this year?
It's weird when that happens.
Oh,
isn't it?
But excuses. Like, it's like we're making excuses when we talk about it with Herbert, but then Mahomes can't survive it. But he, you know.
But win you three of those.
It's right. Win you three of these. You know, could he have won three of those without tackles? I don't think so.
Never mind the one Super Bowl he lost where, you know, he didn't have any offensive line.
What happened in that game?
They lost by a million points of that game.
They got killed. Yeah. Travis Kelce, just hang him up, buddy. Walk into the sunset after that game. After you lead to the game-sealing pick,
yikes.
Just go run to Taylor Swift's arms, enjoy being a billionaire for the rest of your life. If you could hold on to her and stop playing football.
I love that he pretends he's not sure what he's going to do. I'll make a decision at the end of the year. Dude, we're watching you play, and you're having a slightly better year than you did last year, but let's not act like you're doing much.
Not to mention his contract is up after this year. What are you going to re-sign him for?
It's over.
It's done.
You come back for the veteran minimum. You're Travis Kelce. What are you doing?
$5 million a year. Go play three plays a game.
I'll tell you this right now, man. I don't know who you nail, who you don't nail. There's a lot to get to in the National Football League. I'm starting to wonder if Mike McDaniel saved his job, and if it's deserving of saying he probably saved his job. The Dolphins are in fuego right now, and they're really not that far out of it when you consider the Daniel Jones injury.
They won a cold weather game. Actually, I don't think it ever got below 40 degrees. That was the stat.
They
did dominate the New York Jets this weekend.
And now they have at Steelers, so we'll see what that weather report's like.
Yes, we will.
That's a Monday Night Football game.
That's Monday Night Football next week. We get Steelers and Dolphins.
Oh, look, it might not be the most exciting. It's interesting now.
Right? From a record standpoint, sure.
Then you're at home against the Bengals on Sunday Night Football.
Yes, you are.
And then you're at Tampa, or no, you're home Tampa, and then you're at Patriots.
Yeah, I'm not going to pick you to make the playoffs. I think the bottom half of the AFC is too daunting.
They probably have to be 10-7, I think, to be that seventh seed, so that means they can't lose a single game going forward.
And I'm not
going
to pick them to win. I'm not going to overreact to them blowing out the Jets this weekend, although they are playing better football, and maybe McDaniel has done enough to save his job. They're just in a weird spot where it's like they're that combination of not good enough but not bad enough. And it felt like earlier in the year the bottom was going to fall out. Now the bottom hasn't fallen out, so now you got a little bit of hope. So maybe you bring everybody back for next year and just roll the dice again, but nobody's going to pick you to do anything next year if you do that.
I haven't seen an explanation for why the Ravens are so broken offensively.
It's very confusing,
man. Have you guys seen anything?
It's very confusing. I've made note of this last week. I stayed away from that game, but it was the reason I brought up Cincinnati maybe being alive. And God, they had a shot in Buffalo yesterday until Burrow just threw the weirdest pick six I've ever seen and then had the deflected ball intercepted on the next drive. And you're like, all right, this thing's over. They were in control for a lot of that game, but it was mainly because Baltimore just hasn't been trustworthy. You look at every game that they played, they were fortunate to beat the Browns after he returned. They struggled with the Jets at home. They got blown out by the Bengals. And yeah, a couple of plays here or there maybe turned the outcome of that game.
Did you think that was a touchdown by Likely? Because I did.
That was so close.
I want to ask a question here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now look, you guys know I'm a Lamar guy, so you could claim bias here. The Steelers earned that win. You give them credit for it. And I think the Ravens they're just a funky team. It smells like a situation where the coaching staff is going to have to change a little bit there. Harbaugh, Monken. Is Lamar hurt? Like, do we know if he's hurt? Because he doesn't look like Lamar. He's so hesitant to run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he throws it, if he doesn't throw a dart that's dropped by somebody, it's just not a good read.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what to make of what's going on. They only give Derrick Henry X amount of carries when he's having good games. Like, I don't know what to make of the Baltimore Ravens and how you explain it. But what I will say is, if you have a ball in your hands and the ball is not moving and you have taken three steps.
Yeah.
How are we constituting a touch? I feel like we do this probably once a year where that kind of play happens and we're like, no, it's not a touchdown back. Take more possession and then you go take my steps. But then, like, if I catch it and I'm in the end zone and the defender, I just feel like there's situations where this happens and the defender's allowed to knock the ball and situations where he's not allowed to knock the ball out.
For my money, it was a touchdown. But it's also one that I understand why the call was made. If I was the official in the game, I would have said that's a touchdown. He took a couple of steps.
So that was the call on the field, a touchdown.
Yeah, and they overturned it. I think the letter of the law, what was it, that you have to make a football move?
You come
He's
down
in
with
the end zone.
I know.
He took three steps.
I know. That's why I would have called it a catch.
But go watch the replay. And he's firmly holding it.
He's got it.
And then on the third step, as he sets his foot down, the defender knocks the ball out of his hand. Yeah.
I also think the hard part of that, too, is so many times, the time I I saw it the majority was in replay on social media where it slowed down to like a quarter of the speed. And so it looks like it's super slow, but in real time, yeah, it's a little bit different. Look, I'm with you. I would have called that a catch, but it's also not one that I'm not going to scream about that one. I think there's been more egregious calls in the history of the NFL.
I mean, look, they still had multiple downs after that to go score a touchdown. And Pittsburgh's credit, they made the stops. They made the plays when they needed to.
And they were trailing the entire game. Yeah. I mean, they tried to turn it around in the second half, but Pittsburgh controlled that entire game, it felt like.
I almost want to nail them out of it if they're going to keep playing like this.
Only tough part is that division is so bad. Like, even with Pittsburgh winning, do you trust Pittsburgh? Like, if they lose to Miami on Monday night, does that surprise you in the least? Probably not. Well, if they lose and then Baltimore somehow beats Cincinnati this weekend, you're
Baltimore's
right back
at Cincinnati. I don't.
The rest of their
schedule
is brutal. Yeah. I would pick Pittsburgh to win the division right now. Cincinnati needed that win yesterday. Now you're three games back, and again, they had a shot at it. But the rest of Baltimore's schedule, you're at Cincinnati, home against New England, at Green Bay, at Pittsburgh.
I'll tell you what I did yesterday, and I threw this guy at you guys before the show started. Houston Texans win the AFC.
I'm not opposed to the bet.
They're currently the seventh seed.
Yeah.
So the value's good.
But I don't know if they can. Do they play the Jags one more time?
Give me a second.
I believe they do. I don't think they played them twice. Remember, the first one
The Colts
they are at charge. Okay, so
no, they do not.
They have the Cardinals, Raiders, Chargers, Colts without Daniel Jones now, which maybe Riley Leonard will get it going and settle in. But
they split with the Jags, by the way. They lost the first one 17-10,
so then you
and
go
then
to,
had that big comeback in the second game.
Yeah, so then it's
Davis
what,
Mills.
Conference record? I think it's conference record's the next tiebreaker.
They could win 9 in a row to end the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talk about value play. Like, Houston looks
one score game after one score game after one score game. They're finding a way defensively to get it done, and C.J. Stroud is making just enough plays when he needs to. Like, he wasn't outstanding last night, but every once in a while he'd scramble out, find a throw, hit a big play, shot down the field, convert a third and long, and you're like, that's all you needed. And Kansas City also just, what are we doing? They can't catch the ball. They can't block right now. Like, that team seems broken at this point in the season. But because of the schedule that's left for Houston and because of the way their defense is playing, I'd have no problem putting that bet down. You probably get decent odds on it, too.
I want to get to the Bears and the Packer conversation. What a game that was. And a little bit on the Chiefs as we carry it over. We're talking NFL here, 105.1, The Fan. I think we stumbled onto something in college football we need to talk about.
I can't wait to yell. All my takes, pent-up takes over the weekend.
I actually was disappointed because I had a feeling you were going to come in and just chuckle and laugh and hearty har-har, have hot takes, guys. I got the best result possible.
We got a gauntlet. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's a brutal path.
Yeah, you did.
It's brutal. Screwing us again, CFP committee.
How dare they?
James Madison, no!
First, your wife leaves you all Sunday by yourself with a steak and football.
It was
now
a great
this,
weekend.
What injustice in your life.
It was a great weekend,
you're
going to
take up residency in South Florida for December?
Yeah, you might have two trips to Miami
half
if they
the
go on a run,
if
man.
Things go well.
Yeah, a lot of flights.
So, where do you place the blame in Kansas City this year?
I think
just
it's
an
ask. It's a combination of things. I think it's the wear and tear of multiple playoff runs. It's just natural. It's going to get to you. I think it's the decimated offensive line. Like, when I say this for Herbert, people come at me as if I'm making excuses. It's not excuses. It's a fact and it's reality. His entire offensive line in Kansas City's out right now. Like, do you watch how much time he has to throw the football? Every time there's one of those fourth down plays where they're trying to convert, it's him basically having to slide in the pocket. And then a couple of times he hit Rice in the hands, especially late in the game.
Fourth and four. What are we doing?
He just can't catch the ball. So I like what Andy Reid's. I like that he's being aggressive in those moments. He's got the best quarterback in the NFL, and let's roll the dice. Like, long-term big picture, Kansas City will be fine. They have Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. It's just a year where I think the wear and tear of multiple playoff runs, you got to maybe restructure with some younger contracts. Travis Kelce is nowhere, and he's a shell of the player that he used to be. He's not a reliable part of your offense. Your receiver room was banged up early in the year, and now your offensive line can't stay healthy. What was it, first play of the game last night? Another one of their offensive linemen went down right out of the gate, and you're like, uh-oh, this isn't going to end well, because who are you playing? The best defense of the National Football League. Good luck. So, combination of things. Big picture, Kansas City will be fine, and I almost think there's a benefit after all those late runs to say, you know what, let's pack it up, go home, get a long off season, and get back healthy next year.
I have no clue how Rashee Rice survived that Petrie hit.
It's funny what happens when you're driving, you don't see something coming, and there's a big collision.
I mean, there was that kind of feeling of
all the people to get hit, I was glad it was him.
Blindsided.
I mean, he's fine, too. He's all right. But it's funny what happens there. Didn't see it coming, did you?
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't I'm not ready to say it out loud, but I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking. I think we're all thinking it. Some of us will say it because we want to say, I told you in week 13.
Right.
That people want to do that. But
even last night watching the game, there's still that like mystique in the back of your head when it's 17-10
it's a
and you're like,
possession game. It's tied.
I got a shot here. Yeah. And then Kelce deflects one up. Says, here you go. Houston, take this thing. The game's over.
The Rams looked good yesterday. The Seahawks took care of business with a Rashid Shaheed kickoff return to open the second half. I have no clue what to make of the NFC South other than blech.
Is Carolina going to win the division?
I don't want to talk about Tampa.
What are we doing, buddy? I mean, what are we doing?
It was pissing rain.
I get it.
To be
it
fair,
it was pissing rain for the New Orleans Saints.
Tyler Shuck was fun yesterday.
He was. He had scramble, long, nice touchdown run. He played good.
The Bears went from the first team in the AFC or in the NFC, the first seed, to the seventh seed. So
they
that
did.
Shows you the margin we're dealing with in the NFC. The NFC is a juggernaut.
Yes, it is.
I don't know if they win the Super Bowl, but it seems like it's more talented teams. Where in the AFC. It's not that we don't have good records. It's more like I have no clue if Denver's truly the one seed. Are they going to win the AFC? Is it the Patriots? Are the Jags going to sit there as a three seed? I don't know. So the AFC, a little bit more up in the air in terms of like I don't know who to fully buy into, whereas the NFC, you could buy into the Rams, the Packers. You could still have
Seahawks.
Some belief in the Eagles, the Seahawks. I don't buy my team, but they're having a delightful little season for themselves, the 49ers.
Good time for a bye week.
The NFC South sucks. I know that. And the Bears are a question mark.
Yes. You're right over there.
I almost sneezed.
I
had a sneeze.
What's going on?
And it was there, and I was going to sneeze, and then it went away.
Time out. You need a quick sneeze timeout.
Thought I was having a heart attack, didn't
Give
you?
Give me a 30. Give me a 30. I was a little concerned. Am I taking over the show the
no,
rest
you're
of
good.
The way? What's happening?
You're good. I need you to read me more.
Okay.
I need you to read me and start talking when you see that.
Okay.
Break.
And go.
All right. Here we go.
No, I'm with you, though. The NFC playoff picture is it's brutal. Like, the reality for Chicago, they've had such a great year. You lose a game, throw a pick in the end zone, could have tied the game, just a little bit short on fourth down, and now all of a sudden you're the seventh seed. Like, you're still firmly in the playoff picture right now, but it's just the reality. In the AFC, you know, Kansas City on the idea of whether or not they're dead. The brutal part is, like, tell me who's falling off by a total to two games. Now, they're going to have
it could be the Colts.
It could. Well, the Colts are not in the playoff picture anymore. The Colts are now the eighth seed. So the seventh seed is currently Houston,
right?
Who is in second place in the division. So I think the Colts are done. The rest of their schedule is brutal, and I'm not putting any stock in Riley Leonard doing it. They only have one healthy quarterback on their roster.
Are the Steelers or Ravens going to win that division? You'd probably say yes, one of those two, and you're leading Steelers. But, like, if they don't, I don't think they're in.
Oh, of course not.
If you don't win that division, I don't think that
No, Baltimore and Kansas City are technically tied right now, which is funny because they won the head-to-head game, but there's three teams at 6-7, so the tiebreaker goes to Baltimore.
Chargers are live for this.
The Chargers tonight is a massive game.
Yes.
If the Chargers win tonight, then I'm coming in tomorrow with a firm hammer on the nail for Kansas City.
Yeah, the Chargers are in if they win.
Because then they're 9-4. You beat Philadelphia, and there's still another head-to-head game, but they already won the first head-to-head game, which felt like it was 8 years ago back in Brazil.
And they're not winning the division.
And they're not going to win the division because the Broncos are going to run away with that. But they need one of these teams to fall off. I don't think it's going to be Houston because the rest of their schedule is tough. Buffalo winning yesterday was massive for them to stay in that five seed. The division winners are all set, right? Mm-hmm. You know it's going to be a bad team in the AFC North. Jacksonville or Houston in the South. New England is already locked up, essentially, and Denver has their two respective divisions.
Yep.
I think your only hope right now, because of Houston's remaining schedule, is the Chargers. But again, the Chargers, if they find a way to beat Philly tonight on Monday Night Football with their quarterback playing with a broken hand, all of a sudden they're 9-4, and that's a three-game gap with, what do we got, five, six games to go in the regular season? Running out of four games to go in the regular season. You're out of time.
It's got to drive Ben Johnson crazy that Caleb doesn't do that DJ Moore check down read, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's got to be. That's the tough part with him because he made so many plays yesterday where he's running around and extending, and you're like, Parsons had a great quote after the game. He was like, dude, I hate that guy. We can't get him on the ground. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he's shifty.
He's shifty, and he had a really rough start to that first half, but that's also a tough place to play. It's a dominant defense with a great pass rush. They were just off early, and then they slowly found their way into the game with him kind of playing his backyard football style. You miss a check down like that, it's brutal. And then the touchdown, or the interception, I should say, you just underthrew it by a hair, but you also don't want to overthrow it. You want to give your guy a chance to catch the ball. That was a tough one for Chicago, and they showed a lot of fight in that second half.
Like, I think Chicago's a good team, man. I'm going to say it. I don't know if you will. I think they're a good team. Green Bay is good. We know Green Bay can be weird, but they played a good game yesterday, and Chicago came back in that second half, and they're a 4th-and-1 conversion away with 25 seconds left where you're going, my God, they might be able to tie this game, even if you lose in an overtime situation, and you know they end up losing anyway and throwing the pick, but I kind of walked away like Chicago's good. Yeah. I think Chicago's a good team.
I think they would have to play if the playoffs started. I think they'd be back in Green Bay, right?
It's the
2 seed, and so you got to go play that exact same game. Difference there, and for Green Bay, man, a team that's been funky at times this year, but they have elite wins on their resume. And been dominant defensively when they needed to be. They're a team that just, if they could get hot at the right time and get healthy at the right time, or stay healthy, I should say, a team that nobody's going to want to face in the playoffs.
I want to ask one question here, and I actually felt bad for him. We've made fun of him. He has had a redemption season. It's been great. Daniel Jones tore his Achilles.
He had surgery.
He's out for the season. He's going to be out a calendar year, right?
He's already playing with a broken fibula in the other leg, and now he's got an Achilles in the other leg.
And I know he slammed his helmet because he's pissed that he got hurt, but, like, how much money did he lose yesterday?
A lot of money.
Because by all reports, they were going to give him the Daniel Jones, or not the Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Here's $100 million, be our quarterback in either take us to the promised land or be that bridge gap where we're good and we're feisty and we're competitive.
Yeah.
And now you're like, why would you sign him to like a $100 million deal if he's not going to come back for a calendar year?
You would not. You're going to miss him for the majority of next season anyways. And so,
The Riley Leonard show goes on, and what? He gets like a...
And the irony, too, of Anthony Richardson's disastrous NFL career, that now he's in a spot with a decent team around him to actually get a chance to play, but he's still on IR because he got hit with a ball in a pregame warm-up and broke a bone in his face. Because I don't know about you guys. I totally forgot about that.
That he got hurt?
Yeah, because Jones went down, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is – oh, it's Anthony – oh, wait, what? Riley Leonard's back up? And I had to do a refresher of, like, that's right. He got hurt in a pregame warm-up and is on IR.
I forget what game it was, but Riley
Leonard
came in –
early in the season.
No. Riley Leonard had come in at a different moment, and that's why I had remembered that he got hurt in the pregame. But
it's like, dude, that's brutal.
He not only loses the rest of his season and most of next year, he probably lost himself the $100 million.
Yeah, I don't know how the Colts are going to handle that and how his agent's going to want to handle that. You're not going to take like a gap here. You'd imagine you want to sign somewhere. Do you just sign a one-year cheapy deal to stick around in Indy and hope that your rehab goes well and that you show them enough? Like, just how he's going to handle that is very interesting.
I want to do an early peekaboo of college football coming up next, and then also dive into the playoff committee rankings, who Oregon's opponent is. We got Dan Lanning audio. Josh Pate's going to join us at 8 a.m. A little peekaboo. Has there been karma established? Let's talk about a bit of a backstory involving the college football playoff fallout. We'll tell you what that is next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, we got a lot of college football to get into today. The playoff committee has given us the rankings, so we have the playoff matchups. We'll dive into that. I think there is something brewing in college football that we need to keep track of for next year. So Ross Dellinger, I think, is the first one that had this, that there was an agreement by Notre Dame. And let me bring it up to read it exactly how he had it. But it basically was an agreement that they came to, that they signed, that essentially guarantees Notre Dame will be in the playoff next year. They're part of an MOU signed last spring. Notre Dame is assured of a college football playoff berth if it is ranked in the top 12 starting next season.
Where were they ranked this year? In the top 12.
In the top 12.
So it would have been a guaranteed playoff spot if that existed this year.
Notre Dame will be in the playoff next year unless they crap the bed three times.
Essentially, a 10-2 Notre Dame team with that MOU is guaranteed to always make the college football playoff.
But I want to ask if they have built up Florida State eating dog poop like karma by turning down our beloved Pop-Tart Bowl to play the Fighting Sucanics, the BYU Cougars.
These cowards, dude. Look, you're upset. I get it. Notre Dame is one of the better teams in the country. They've won 10 games in a row. They also played three teams with a pulse all year and lost to two of them. So, like, you can't have it both ways. The committee ultimately got it right, and I know everybody's ready to yell about that. To turn around and have this message to your players, I simply don't understand. The idea as if this is going to hurt the bottom line for ESPN. Last year, the Pop-Tart Bowl garnered almost 7 million viewers. Do you know who played in the Pop-Tart Bowl last year? Could you tell me who played in the Pop-Tart Bowl last year?
I can only name one of the teams because I heard you say it out loud, and that was Kansas State.
Yes, Kansas State played in the Pop-Tart Bowl last year. Yeah. The year before that, it got 4.3 million. Can you tell me who played in the game that year? No, you can't. Nobody remembers, but they put a Pop-Tart in a toaster after the game, and they eat him. So, you know, that's kind of cool. So people watch. This has become a novelty thing in college football. The idea is if now how ESPN's not going to be able to pay their mortgage next month because Notre Dame's not playing in the Pop-Tart Bowl. You sure showed them. I don't understand why you would say no to an extra month of practice with your young players. You have a freshman or a redshirt freshman quarterback. You can get him more reps. Some of your guys like Love don't want to play in the bowl game. By all means, see you later. Have a great time in the NFL. Let's get some of our young guys ready for next year. Why would you pass on that opportunity just to go home and your season's over? So you're sitting around thinking you're going to make the playoff, and then you decide yesterday in the middle of the day, you know what, screw it. Everybody go home. We're not going to play anymore. I don't like the message it sends. I don't like the tone it sends to your program. Notre Dame people are defending this left and right, which of course they are. But I disagree strongly with the decision from Marcus Freeman.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the whole make or break thing for ESPN. And I've been saying too long to count now, like bowl games that aren't playoff games are irrelevant. Now, you can counter with me of ratings. I think ratings have increased in their bowl season. To me, that doesn't speak to people caring about bowls. I think it just speaks to people being bored.
It's the time of year that
football
they're playing
on TV.
Yeah, you're that's off work. You're sitting around the house, and there's a game on at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday. All right, let's watch it.
And look, I'm not like a lot of people out there. I don't want to watch these most meaningless bowl games. Mm-hmm. I will say the Pop-Tart Bowl is one of the bowls that's gotten me because how delightful and entertaining it's become.
Yeah, they eat the mascot.
I would argue that the mascot going into a toaster and coming out and getting eaten by a team is rivaling the sunset of a Rose Bowl. That's what I think the Pop-Tart Bowl has done. Now, I'm not talking about the make or break of a network. I mean, look, you don't want to play. It's hard for me to have an opinion that bowl games and outside of the playoff are irrelevant and say this, but also, like, I've seen Georgia show up to a bowl after missing the playoff and getting robbed a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they were undefeated, lost in the SEC championship, and then were left out of the four-team playoff, and they went and played Florida State and beat them by 800 points.
You know, here's what I'll say. I think the thing that surprises me isn't that Notre Dame is turning down a bowl game, per se, that isn't a playoff game. I think what surprises me is that Marcus Freeman's participating in that.
Yeah.
He is. I think he's such a great coach, such a great leader of men. Go watch his Today Show interview.
That was awesome.
I mean, he had the women swooning. I forget the guy on that show, he also looked like he had a little bit of a crush on him. Like, he's amazing.
They were like holding hands by the end of the interview. It was kumbaya. It was unbelievable.
I would have thought somebody like him would take this and say, oh, we're not playoff worthy. Okay, great. And let's go pummel BYU.
Hey, BYU, we're going to kick your teeth in and show everybody that we belong.
And then what would the narrative have been if they showed up against BYU, who wanted to play in this game against them, and they won the game by double digits and dominated the way Texas Tech? What would the narrative have been? You idiots, how did you lead them out of the playoff?
Yep.
BYU, or Notre Dame, in our opinion, is one of the best teams, And it's not the player side of this that I'm surprised about. It is. It's Marcus Freeman that he just met with his team reportedly, basically said, I have no explanation for why you're not in the playoff, which we'll get into this. And this, I don't want to yell, but like, we literally, I can't believe how many people were surprised by the ranking. We were literally told by Juracek a week ago
that they could change
that
it.
They were going to do this if Duke won. Yeah. He told you. I can't believe people were like, I'm stunned. How? They lost their two biggest games. Their best win is USC. Everybody else is like, Patsy's on that schedule.
Yes, the rest of the schedule is terrible. Look at their schedule next year, by the way, too. Their schedule next year is not good.
So, like, beat A&M at home.
Yeah, win one of those big games and you're in the college
football. You win one of those games and you're in, and so they didn't do it, and here they are. But yeah. I would have thought he'd be the kind of coach to step in and go, no, guys, like, for those that want to stay and those that we're building this with,
yes,
let's go beat BYU and show everybody, one, how to eat a Pop-Tart properly, and two, we deserve to be in that playoff.
Yeah, look, I think from a national viewership perspective, bowl games have never been more irrelevant. I think that's only about, am I in a bowl pool, one, am I off work around that time, and am I just interested in watching a game at 10?
You mean from people caring about the
bowls? From people caring about
them.
None of it matters anymore. But who it does still matter to, and I will defend this, man, tooth and nail. Like, I don't understand why you would say no to an extra month of practice for your young players. Why would you willingly decline an opportunity? Because I'd imagine a lot of their big guys will opt out. I don't know how many guys are going to have to go in the portal, but some of their NFL guys aren't going to play in this game, and that's fine. It's not about, are people going to watch it, although people will watch the Pop-Tart Bowl because they cook the mascot at the end of the game.
If they played BYU, I think this could get almost 9 million
viewers.
Decent viewers,
but it's more about just like, hey, we're taking, this is a BYU team that was on the borderline of making a playoff. I got a bunch of freshmen and sophomores that maybe played some snaps, but not enough meaningful snaps that I'm going to have to rely on next year. Let's get them a month of practice, see where they're at. It's almost a different version of a spring game. It doesn't matter unless you're a fan of the team. So as a national viewership thing, I get not caring about it. But from an inside that program, why would you say no to an opportunity to get better? It makes no sense.
Poll questions up. Will there be karma for Notre Dame for turning down the Pop-Tart Bowl? Yes or no?
I love the first time that they get screwed. They take their ball and go home after getting the benefit of the doubt for, oh, I don't know, their entire existence. And they don't have to exist in a conference. And the first time they get bit, they turn around and, we're not going to play in your Pop-Tart Bowl.
Did you see that? I think it was Josiah Johnson with the jerseys on the coach's desk for Rudy when they're just putting their jerseys down.
Notre Dame came
one.
In and did the we're not doing this, dude.
We're not playing. We're done. Like, okay.
Could have been the Catholics versus the Mormons. You robbed us of this. Hey. Eating Pop-Tarts at the end, you bastards.
Notre Dame BYU in the Pop-Tart Bowl, like, talk about getting me to a game. I'm viewing that as like a pseudo playoff game. If BYU wins, I'm going to go, yeah, they probably should have been. If Notre Dame dominates, they probably should have been.
The best of the rest bowl game. The two teams that had an argument to be considered to make the playoff, nobody else did, and they had a chance to play each other.
Well, let's dive into it. The committee give us the playoff matchups, the seedings, the rankings, the kick times. We got it all. We'll get to it. Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you.
find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.